भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुर्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदन्तिकं। वन्देहं श्रीगुरुन् श्रीयुतपादकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सगजातम् सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सवदूतं परिचरसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादं सहगना ललितश्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपीसा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय। वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवसादि गौर भक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
Today is very, very auspicious day, the disappearance of His Divine Grace, the Satchidananda Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's also the disappearance of Sir Garadhara Pandit. And today is the festival of Gundicha Maharajan. Thank you. It was very disturbing. Nice, it's good. So, I want to read from Chaitanya Charitamrita about the pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He teaching us very wonderful way of cleaning the heart, the washing the Gundicha temple. But before then, we would like to say something by Garadhara Pandit to purify my consciousness. In Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakura described many wonderful pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. When we came to this world, what intention to teach us the process of pure devotional service. In this way, he used so many of his devotees to teach us different aspects of Christian consciousness. All his devotees he came with, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used them to teach us so many things. The Gadadhara Pandit taught wonderful lesson. So in Navadvip, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, his life changed from being arrogant scholar. Now he's a gentle, pure, premier bhakta who is exhibiting his pure Krishna consciousness. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was demonstrating every day in the house of Sachimata. Some he did in the house of Srivas Pandit, but some he did with Sachimata. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always asked devotees, where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? So when he asked Gadadhara Pandit, where is Krishna? And Gadadhara Pandit said, Krishna is in your heart. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard Krishna is in the heart, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to tear his chest open like Hanuman. He was about doing that. He was already tearing his heart. He wanted to open it. Such a matter was so much anxiety. My son is going to die. Like at that point, he saw the danger. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to tore his heart. So he told the Lord, the Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. As soon as he said, the Lord is coming, Chaitanya will stop. Oh, he's coming. And such a matter saw Gadadhara Pandit has saved her son. She came to him, said, my dear boy, please don't go. Don't go away from here. Stay here with me and save my son. You are very intelligent. Today, no one knows what will have happened to my son. But you saved my son. So stay here. So Gadadhara Pandit stayed for some time. And then we also had this powerful lesson he taught. When Mukunda told him, let's go and see a pure devotee. As soon as he heard, let's go and see a pure devotee. Devotees, we know we are making advancement by how much we are appreciating the advancement of other devotees. We know we are making advancement, but how much attachment we have for devotees. How much appreciation we have for devotees. Because in association of devotees, we'll hear about Krishna. So when Gadadhara Pandit was told, let's go and see a devotee, immediately he was happy. Let's go and see a devotee. And they went to the house of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is his own father. Pundarik Vidyanidhi in Christian leader is Vrishabhanu Maharaj, and Gadadhara Pandit is the fulgence of Srimati Radharani. So is his father. So they went to see Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is in Chaitanya Lila a wealthy king. He's so wealthy that his throne is made of gold. Even the trash can for Pundarik Vidyanidhi is also made of gold. The trash cans for him to spit on is made of gold. What about the canopy that that decorates his throne? And he was sitting there being fanned from left and right. The chamara and the peacock fan handle, they are made of lapis lazuli. It's not common to get. So Gadadhara Pandit, he looked at the chamara, he looked at the peacock fan, he looked at the throne, and he saw the servants worshipping falling from all directions. Look at the trash can, gold. Look at the palace, everything. In his mind, he didn't speak out. In his mind, he said, where is the devotee I was told we're going to see? Where? I want to see the devotee, not a sense gratifier. I'm seeing a sense gratifier. Where is the devotee? Here, Gadadhara Pandit is teaching a very powerful lesson. What is the lesson? We should not look at devotees externally. Don't look at devotees externally. Look at what is inside. He saw external display of Pundaribhi Dhyanidhi, who is an eternal associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's a pure devotee. But externally, at this particular incarnation, he's a wealthy and opulent king. Externally, he's a king, but inside, he's completely Krishna conscious. 100% Krishna conscious. But outside, he's 100% sense gratifier. Inside, 100% devotee. So Gadadhara Pandit, he saw, where is a devotee? So what is the next lesson? The next lesson came from Mukunda. Mukunda saw that Gadadhara Pandit is feeling disturbed in his mind. He's seeing the opulent nature, the position of Pundaribhi Dhyanidhi. Devotees' duty. Devotees, we have the responsibility to help the world, not to put anyone on anxiety, but to help the world. That is the responsibility of devotees. So immediately Mukunda, he recited a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam. This Sukadeva Goswami describing Putana, who had come to kill Lord Krishna. And Krishna has given her a position of becoming Mother Yashoda's nurse in Goloka. For her sinful activities, she got a position of being in Goloka Vrindavan. So, who is that? Who is that personality more dear, worshipable by me than this personality of God, who had given Putana a position of his own mother in Goloka Vrindavan? Because not because she was expert chanter of the holy name, not because she was very experienced in serving, not because she has a love for Krishna, but because she has demonic mentality to Lord Krishna. She got liberated. Immediately, Pundaribhi Dhyanidhi had this. The opulent crown on his head fell down, smashed it to the ground. All the ornament of his body fell to a different direction. Himself was on the ground. Tears of pure love for Godhead were coming from his eyes. Because it was a genuine demonstration of pure love of Godhead, everybody was affected. He fell unconscious for hours. Just to hear the glory of Krishna. And Gadadhara Pandit was shocked to see this. And then in his mind, He became repentant. And he looked at himself, oh, I have committed an offense to a pure devotee. It is very, very dangerous for a neophyte devotee to associate with the pure devotees. Very dangerous. It is very good for us to go to association of pure devotees to become purified. But at the same time, it is very, very dangerous for a neophyte devotee to be too close to a pure devotee. Because one can easily make offense. We're going to see a pure devotee as what? Sleeping as I sleep every day. Eating maybe even more wonderful opulent prasadam than my own. And he will also go to hospital. As I'm doing, so what is the difference? And sometimes, Srila Prabhupada will ask his disciples advice about so many topics. What will happen to the devotee? My Gurudev is asking me for advice. Means what? I am superior because, you see that thing Gurudev said in the class, I told him before he came to speak in the class. So I am better. What devotee asked me, what's the difference between a brahmachari and a sannyasi? Huh? A devotee asked me, what is the difference between a sannyasi and a brahmachari? Both of them are brahmacharis. What is the difference? He asked me this question because, not because he wants to know, he asked me this question because he thinking that I'm more knowledgeable than this sannyasi. So who is better? I say, who is the brahmachari now or this sannyasi who does not know anything? That was his mood. That was the mind. Neophyte position is very dangerous. So we shouldn't remain neophyte. We should try to go to Madhyam. It's safer to be on the Madhyam platform. Then from Madhyam we can go to Uttam platform. So here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching us by using Gadadhara Pandit. Gadadhara Pandit is not a fool. He's a pure devotee. So he knows. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using him to teach us that we should not look at devotees on external affairs. You can look at devotees. And this one is from Shudra family. I am from Brahmana family. But we should look inside and see if inside is a sutra or outside is just a sutra and inside is different. Because a Krishna always disguises himself when he comes to the material world. And Krishna's pure devotees, they are also disguised. They are always disguised. Why? If they are not disguised, they will cheat pure devotees. But when they are disguised, they will bless the devotees and cheat the non-devotees to benefit the pure devotees. Krishna and the pure devotees, they always disguise themselves. So here, Gadadhara Pandit, he is behaving as if he does not know. So we can learn a lot. When he realized he had made a mistake, he repented and started thinking, how will I purify myself from this contamination? How will I purify myself? And he decided I should take initiation from him. If I take initiation from him, he will chastise me. He will correct me. In this way, I'll be free from my contamination. So he went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and told him his experience. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, go and take the initiation now. Go now. Just now. Take the initiation now. Not tomorrow. Just go for it now. So it is compulsory. Initiation is compulsory. It's not an option. If you want to go back home, back to Godhead, it is compulsory to take initiation from the pure devotee and be chastised. So you can get purified. Chastisement is very, very purifying, very powerful means of purification. So Gadadhara taught us this lesson. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, we only hear about Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, a liberal preacher. He is a preacher that very, very accommodating. At the same time, he does not dilute the purity of Krishna consciousness. So liberal, so experienced, dynamic preacher. And Krishna Chaitanya also used him to teach us so many things. When he went to Jagannath Puri, and he was given the service of taking charge of the Jagannath temple, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he saw that everything was improper. Everything. Lord Jagannath was not attended to on time. Could he say a signal that so many things are also going wrong? Not only that, Lord Jagannath was not properly attended to, there's so many things was going wrong, including the king at that time was stealing a lot of money from Jagannath. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur noticed it. But intelligently, he didn't tell him to return the money. He gave him a very long list of prasadam he has to prepare. And to prepare this, he has to spend the money he has been stealing from Jagannath. The king became very angry. I'm a king here, and this sadhu. At that time, how do people look at sadhu, beggars? This beggar has come to come and look into my affairs. I will teach him a lesson. So he went and employed this powerful, powerful tantrist and engaged him to perform jagya to kill Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And they started performing the jagya. The jagya went on for a whole week. For complete 7 days, they were performing jagya every day. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur was never disturbed about what was going on. He knew what was happening, but because of his Krishna consciousness, he was never insecure. Neither was he afraid, or he abandoned his duty. He was fixed in his duty. I told the king, you have to prepare this for the Lord, and everything must be on time. Without this, you'll be punished or removed. But the king got some people to do jagya to kill him. But that did not stop him from doing his duty. He maintained his word. For 7 days, they were performing jagya. The last day of the jagya, the final and last day of the jagya, as the priest threw the oblation, he said, Swaha, The son's king died, and Bhakti Notakara was saved. The king became afraid of his own life. My son died as a result of this demonic sacrifice I was making for a sadhu, a pure devotee who is executing his devotional service carefully for the pleasure of the Lord without his personal selfishness. Srila Bhakti Notakara was not envious of the money he was stealing. To save him from his sinful position, which is the duty of a devotee. He misunderstood Bhakti Notakura, and the result was that he wanted to kill him. But his son died. His own son died. He saw it as a signal that he was unnecessarily disturbing a devotee. So Bhakti Notakura was not sick. Nothing happened to him. Nothing. But the king's son died. He came to beg Srila Bhakti Notakura for forgiveness. And many others, which we have been hearing. Bisi Gisena. He was a very powerful yogi. But because he was so powerful, a yogi, he was thinking he is Lord Vishnu. And he got two other demons like him. And he said, "This is Shiva, this is Brahma, I am Vishnu. We are the controllers of the universe." And he declared, "I will single-handedly remove all the Britishers from this country and I will rule it as a supreme Lord Vishnu. All of you should wait and see my power." He is Lord Vishnu, being supported by Shiva and Brahma, but he was using people's wives. Is that what Lord Vishnu did? Is that the duty of Lord Vishnu? But that was his own activity. False Vishnu. So Bhakti Notakura saw that. I just finished with one now. This is another one. So he looked at him. The reports were given to the government to see what this man is doing. He is using our wives. He should do something. So they gave the report to the Bhakti Notakura, and he was asked, deal with this rascal. So Bhakti Notakura look at the case, and people came to him and said, "Please, even in the name of justice, don't do anything about this man. He is very, very powerful. He will kill you. Don't do anything." Because pure devotee, you never see Prabhupada, you never see Bhakti Notakura, all our child. Have you ever seen them vomiting fire from their mouth, like the Prachetas and others? So that means that they have no power? They have the highest power. These people, they have mystic power, but the pure devotees, they have spiritual power. Spiritual power is superior to mystic power. See, the Bhakti Notakura has spiritual power. He's a pure devotee. And a yogi, he has mystic power. So he's under Bhakti Notakura in all circumstances. So people advise him, even in the name of justice, please leave him. Just leave him. We don't want to miss you now. We don't want to miss you. Please stay with us. For that sake, leave him. Because if you punish him, he will kill you. Srila Bhakti Notakura didn't say anything. They didn't say anything. He didn't speak to them, but he never stopped his duty. he personally came to him. Because he saw that everybody was afraid. So Bartimaeus took out and went to him directly and said, My dear friend, I have advice for you. This mystic power you have, if you use it to preach Christian consciousness, it will benefit you. So I'm advising you, give up this misuse of the power. Use your power perfectly for the benefit of human society. Don't misuse this power, because the result of these sinful activities will destroy you. Out of false ego, he didn't listen to Bhagavad Thakura's valuable advice. He didn't listen. I told him, Kedranath. You have come to offer obeisance to me? Bhagavad Thakura said, I have not come to offer obeisance to you. I have come here to request you to give up these sinful activities and become a devotee. And he said to Bhagavad Thakura, so you don't know me? I'm Lord Vishnu. You are master. I'm your master. See Lord Shiva here. See Brahma here. We are the controller of this universe. And you are chanting Hare Krishna. It is me you are worshipping. So offer obeisance. Bhagavad Thakura said, I have come here to request you to give up these sinful activities. You are not Vishnu. You are not. You are not Vishnu. Why are you sleeping with other people's wives? Why? Is that the activity of Lord Vishnu? What is that? I have come here to punish you. If you don't give up this nonsense, I will punish you. Mr. Kishana said, Kedranath, you don't understand me. After chanting my holy name for years, you don't understand me. See, go to your house now. You see what is happening. Go to your house now. You see what is happening. Before you come back and do what you want to do, go and see what is happening in your house. But you know, Tekulas, I don't care what is happening in my house. Here, I'm going to punish you. The police constables who came with Bhaktivinoda Thakura, they were all afraid. They were all afraid. When they showed the mystic demonstration of the yogi, they were afraid. Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he came forward. Arrest him! Get him arrested! Come on, sit here! Lord Vishnu was arrested. So Bhaktivinoda Thakura, he arrested Lord Vishnu. Of course, it shouldn't be a surprise. It shouldn't be a surprise. After all, Lord Vishnu is under the control of his devotees. So what is? It's not a surprise that Bhaktivinoda Thakura is so controlling a false Vishnu. When he's controlling the supreme Vishnu, what about the false one? It should not be a surprise. So he ordered this false so-called Vishnu to be arrested. He was arrested, put on the cart. He has already prepared. He came with the cart. They put him there. And he was taken to Jagannath Puri, put in a jail. When Bhaktivinoda Thakura went to his house, all his family members were sick. They were sick. As a result of the yogi's mystic power, they were sick, but he did not care. Himself also became sick. He didn't care. Because he knows, I am not envious of this demon. I just want to help him. So, but you know, Thakura is teaching, to get the message of Krishna, devotees must take risk. Without risk, you cannot attract the message of Lord Krishna. He took risk to give us Krishna consciousness, to protect all of us sitting here chanting Hare Krishna. But you know, Thakura took risk. Srila Prabhupada took risk to give us Krishna consciousness. They all took risk. They risked their life. A Christian consciousness not just eating dal, chapati, puris every day. Risk must be there. They showed us by the example. The jogi was going to kill him. Not only him, the whole of his family members were very, very sick. But you know, Tekola did not care. He continued. But when the wife became disturbed, and she started begging the husband, please, leave this jogi. My children are going to die. As soon as she spoke to Bhaktivinoda Thakur like this, the Krishna came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur and told him, shave off the dreadlock of this jogi. Go and shave off his head. Because that is where his mystic power is. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sent the constable, went there and he shaved off his head. As soon as his head was shaven, he died. And everything came back to normal. He took risk. Teaching was the process of Krishna consciousness. He is a bold preacher. He is very bold in preaching Krishna consciousness, and at the same time, he is very, very submissive. So submissive. As it is very, very easy for a beggar to go for begging, but it is not a good thing for a highly elevated person to go for begging because of the insult involved in begging. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur went from house to house begging people, even people whom he has put in jail before. He has to go to them. How would they feel when they see him at their doorstep? He didn't care because it is for Krishna. He did it. He went, collect donations. Whatever they give, it's okay with him. He didn't look at what they call it, the quantity of what they give. He only saw that they're giving something. And he was satisfied with that. He collected from everybody he could meet to establish Krishna consciousness. And not only that, he also taught us what is the vision of a pure devotee. He is a householder, and he said, in Sannyas Ashram, you will find Paramahamsas. Also, in household ashram, you can also find Paramahamsas. Not only in Sannyas Ashram. In household ashram, there are also Paramahamsas. Like himself. What is that? We should not look at things externally. We should look at things internally. Let us see what is inside. And then Gundicha Marajana. The next day, early in the morning, the Lord took his personal associate with him and with his own hand smeared sandalwood pulp on their bodies. He then gave each devotee a broom with his own hand, and taking all of them personally with him, the Lord went to Gundicha. In this way, the Lord and his associate went to cleanse the Gundicha temple. At first, They cleanse the temple with the brooms. The Lord cleans everything inside the temple very nicely, including the ceiling. He then took up the sitting place, Simhasana, cleans it, and again put it in its original place. Thus the Lord and his companions cleansed and swept all the temple's buildings, big and small, and finally cleansed the area between the temple and the Kirtan hall. Indeed, hundreds of devotees were engaged in cleansing all around the temple. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was personally carrying out the operation just to instruct others. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu washed and cleansed the temple in great jubilation, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna all the time. Similarly, all the devotees were also chanting and at the same time performing their respective duties. The entire beautiful body of the Lord was covered with dust and dirt. In this way, it became transcendentally beautiful. At times, when cleansing the temple, the Lord shed tears, and in some places, he even cleansed what is with those tears. After this, the place where the deity's foot was kept, Bhoga Mandir, was cleansed. Then the yard was cleansed, and then the residential quarters, one after another. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected all the stores, dust, and grains of sand in one place, he gathered it all in his cloth and threw it outside. Following the example of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the devotees in great jubilation began to gather straws and dust with their own cloths and threw them outside the temple. The Lord then told the devotees, "I can tell how much you have labored and how well you have cleansed the temple simply by seeing all the straw and dust you have collected outside." Even though all the devotees collected dirt in one pile, the dirt collected by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much greater. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's collection is small? Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's collection is more than others? I don't want to tell me because he's the Supreme Lord. I don't want to hear that. He is not doing this because he's the Supreme Lord. He's doing this as a devotee, not as the Supreme Lord. So why is his own dust is greater? He is collecting more dust than others. Although in the same room, the same place, everyone is cleaning, but why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's collection is more than others? Nobody understood my question.
Because of his attraction to Krishna, he wants to be eager to
him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more eager. He is more eager. He is putting more effort because he knows the goal. Therefore, his collection is more than others. We are all chanting Hare Krishna, the same Hare Krishna mantra, the same Chaitanya Charitamrita, the same temple, the same guru, the same prasadam. Why we are not on the same level of advancement? Our effort makes a difference. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's effort is different. Therefore, he's collecting more. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is collecting, not only that he's collecting more, when he sees that others are collecting more, which means that they are also putting more effort in their devotion, in their Christian consciousness. What does he do? Oh, thank you very much. Now you go back to Godhead. Leave these ones here. He didn't do that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did something. When he sees that a devotee is collecting more, yeah, very good. Thank you very much. You are making an advancement in Christian consciousness. Very good. But now, your duty is teach others. Teach others. In other words, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching, there is no salvationist mentality in Christian consciousness. There is no selfishness in Christian consciousness. Christian consciousness is a what? Selflessness. Teach others, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said. Teach others. He appreciated. Yeah, we are making advancement. He was happy with that. That is very nice. You are making advancement? Very good. We should make advancement in Christian consciousness. But now, your duty is to help others to also come to your level. No selfishness. Magnanimity is our principle, is our process. Hare Krishna. Comments or question? Maharaj, comment. Give your microphone. Yes. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Question? Yes, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Pataloka. A Krishna is speaking about a genuine yogi who is trying, he has taken to austerity, has taken to penance, to purify the senses. Even if there is a mistake, Krishna said this is a chance for him to continue the next life. But not a deviant. This is a complete deviant. It's a demon. So he goes to hell. No chance for him than to go and suffer in hell. One who cheats in the name of religion suffers a lot. He goes to a particular hell where there is a sugarcane machine. There's a sugarcane machine. All religious cheaters must go to this hellish planet. Sugarcane machine is there. We all know how to get the sugarcane juice from the sugarcane. The cane has to go through the machine, be crushed to that side. So all religious cheaters have to go to that place. So this yogi was sent to that place. He was crushed by the machine. And you come back again and you continue. Because at that time the soul is in a subtle body. You die, you continue to experience it as long as the magnitude of our sinful activities before we get free from that. So he didn't go any better place. He's not given that wonderful opportunity to take birth in a Brahmana family. He's not a Brahmana, he's a demon. Nor given a chance to be born in an aristocratic family, he doesn't have that chance. According to the quality of our activities, we'll get the same result. So he was punished in that way. Shalabhati notakura ki ya sigaradara pandit ki ya sigundicha marjana maha maholsav ki ya shalabhavupadi ki ya nitai gopi manandi. All glories assembled devotees.